A book has been returned to the library in Athlone 53 years after it was borrowed. The copy of Down All the Days by Christy Brown was due to be returned on the 8th of April 1971. Paula O'Dornan is Senior Executive Librarian with Westmeath Libraries. Paula, tell us about this book. How did it come back to you?
Well, we were delighted yesterday that when a lady approached the staff in Athlone Library and said that she had a book which was slightly overdue. and when we had a look at it, it turned out to be more than a little bit overdue. But it was wonderful. She mentioned that it had came from a flat in London and that she was bringing it back to its rightful home back in Westmeath. So, it's one of our more unusual overdue books.
Yeah, so it's been on its holidays in London for at least the past several years and possibly the last 50 odd years.
Yeah, we don't know. Unfortunately, we don't know how it got there or who had it. But as I say, it always shows that where there's a will, there is a way for a book to come back to its rightful home place. So, and it's obviously been kept well. You know, the book is in great condition for being away for us for over five decades. And I just hope that it was enjoyed when it was on its holidays, as we'd say.
Have you ever come across anything like this before?
No, like we are lucky enough, as you're probably aware, fines were abolished in all public libraries across the Republic of Ireland in 2019. And in the run-up to that, there had been some amnesties, and obviously people could bring back books after 2019. So we did see some books coming out of attics and sort of had been sitting in corners, but nothing that we could sort of quote five decades worth of being away from base for.
And on that, in relation to the fines, as you say, they were abolished a number of years ago. And I remember talking to a librarian about it at the time. Has it made a big difference?
Oh, I think so. Like in terms of both getting rid of the fines, it was a barrier because we would see people, you know, and, you know, if fines built up with families, you know, if you had, you know, three or four children and all their books were overdue, and it built up very quickly. So now there's not the same level of embarrassment, or and it's not the barrier that it was. And combined with having free membership for all our public libraries, you know, it's definitely helped get people through the doors and, you know, as I say, take out any embarrassment. Our staff across the country, you know, working in libraries, if they ever find an older book which has been lurking under a bed or in an attic, come in and chat, because we'll always welcome people returning to the libraries, and we'd hate to think that they were embarrassed to come in because of an overdue book.
Mm-hmm. I remember when the fine used to be 2p a week and how you'd worry about it if you hadn't brought your books back. Can I ask you finally what you're going to do with this copy of Down All the Days? Will it go back on loan?
It will. We will get it back. We'll get it on the new catalogue. We had a little bit of nostalgia there, because looking at the photos on Facebook, you'll see that it's got old card catalogue cards attached to it.
The old stamp that you used to have.
And the old stamps as well, yeah. So we'll get it back in, and we'll get the new technology on it with barcodes and RFID pads. But look, just to say, like, the book was Christy Brown's Down All the Days, and we have another edition of it. It's currently on loan, making its way around the country. So it just shows there is always an interest in the writing of an author of the calibre of Christy Brown. You know, people will remember him obviously from My Left Foot, both the film and the book, and it was inspirational. You know, the effect he had as a quality Irish author. So it's nice to see that the lesser known works are still being read. And if you look at any review of it, it describes his language, it describes how he played with style, and it describes how, you know, he manages to pack an emotional punch in his writing, you know. And for, you know, the story of growing up in Dublin in the 30s and 40s, and living with, you know, both, you know, being one of a house full of siblings. I think there was 16. You know, the book may be fiction, but it's definitely described as being auto-fictional.
All right.
You know, it's impressions of his memories. You know, have obviously played a large part in it.
Mm.
So it's wonderful to see that people are still interested in reading those real life slices of life, you know.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us, Paula, and it's lovely to hear that the book has found its way back home.